Hey, this is Aurelia, and you are now tuned into Black Girl with a Voice. Hi, I'm Aurelia, and I'm back with another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. How are you guys doing? I hope you all are feeling well in life right now, and I hope you all thrive. So, as I was washing dishes, I actually do not listen to music tonight while washing dishes, and I feel like this is important only because I just wanted to say that so I give y'all some background, right? And I was thinking about how a lot of people say haters are my motivators, and as I was thinking about it, I was like, at some point, like when I was in sixth grade or at some point in time in my life, that's what I thought about, like, haters are my motivators. And I want to give y'all a new perspective on why that could be troublesome for some. Only because if haters are your motivators, then you aren't even looking at yourself to motivate yourself. That means now some people take the time out to go look at what the haters are doing to see if they could top the haters. And for some people, that means that means like, I'm getting my money up. Like, I'm not playing with y'all. Like, I'm getting my money up, and or I'm elevating higher and I'm not looking at you. That's what some people mean. Well, by haters are the motivators. But when you think about it, if you let other people dictate whether or not you're going to be motivated for some or go some other places that you want to be in life, you're not going to make it long term. And usually when you're actually saying, like, I'm focused on me, I'm focused on my time and what I have to do, you're not worried about the haters, you're worried about yourself. So usually when people go, haters are my motivators, you're sitting and you're looking around at them just as much as they're looking at you to some extent. Maybe you are getting your money up, maybe you are focusing on you, but you're not putting full potential on you because you're worried about the people who are behind you. If you're looking behind you, you can't look at what's in front of you. You can't look what's supposed to be coming to you. You're going to run into a tree because you're not looking at what side of the road or what side of the sidewalk you're supposed to be walking on. Not that there would be trees in the middle of the road, but you get my point. If you're so busy, like, forget all these haters. Y'all can't say nothing about me. You have nothing to do with my life. Da, da, da. Now you're addressing it. And now you're giving them what they want. Because even if people are haters, think of haters as trolls. Like, haters and trolls kind of go in the same category. When you think about it, honestly, them same haters, they could really be sitting there saying whatever they want to you and go get their money later. Whatever they want to say to you, they can say whatever they want to see if they get you out up and go get their money later. Now, does that make them better or anything? No, because nobody's better than anybody. But at the end of the day, those same folks, they could say whatever they want to do about you. But also remember that them same people who are talking about you, you also don't know what's going on their side of the town either. So when you say haters are my motivators, think about, am I really saying this because I want to show out for other people? Or am I really saying this because I'm doing everything that I got in line in my life for myself? You catch my drift? If other people are going to be the reason why you feel like I have to grind harder to prove these folks wrong, it's not going to happen long term. I know that we hear all the time, in a lot of songs that we hear, in a lot of the movies, the shows, everything that we hear, we see, a lot of the times is, oh, I gotta grind so these people could see what I done did and then see where I done came from. That's cool and all, but if you're talking about, oh, let me shine on my haters like this and the other, then you're not truly doing anything for yourself. You're only truly doing it to shine and let them see what you're doing. But then at the end, the same way that you get up to them heights is the same way that you can fall down from them heights. Now, sometimes you can decide whether or not that's where you want to be in life, but the same way that you get up to them heights is the same way you can fall down from them heights. So, when you think about, I want to be better for me, and I want to be better for what I want to do in the future, do that for yourself, but don't do that because you feel like I have to prove everybody wrong. Proving everybody wrong isn't proving you right. It's not helping you out. It's only showing you, like, I could do this, whenever I want to do this and how I want to do this, but it's not really showing you like I can grow doing this. I can grow moving forward. So again, if you're saying I'm a shine on this and that and the other person, like for example, when folks get out of relationships, a lot of times people tell you, oh, well, you gotta get under somebody new to get over somebody. That's straight BS. And one of the most BS-est things that I've ever heard in my life, that is some of the worst advice that was ever said to be made. Because now you're looking stupid because you just hopped on to something and you haven't even really fully even sat down and what you need to sit down in to even process what has happened and gone on with you yet. So when you are moving ahead in your life and you really want to do better for yourself, literally think about you. But every time that you decide to say, these folks are my motivators, these haters, these people who are at the bottom of the pit or who are bottom of the barrel people to me, you're only sitting there and you're only egging them on. And even if you're not, you're gonna have a lot of people in your lifetime that you probably don't even notice all day long who are jealous, envious of you or talking about you. It's not your job to know because that's on them. A lot of times when we get confronted with these things that might be negative towards us, we tend to always feel like, now I gotta bold up, now I gotta boost up so they know that this is who they lost, or this is what this person lost, that this company knows what they lost, that my mom knows what she lost, you know, things like that. And whole time you're still doing it for somebody else. You're not even putting the energy into yourself. So when you say haters are my motivators, really think about, why would I decide to have these type people be the reason why I keep grinding and growing instead of looking at people who are really already ahead of me or who could really help me? Because to me, when I hear that, I'm thinking you're not even looking at the right crowd of people. Now, some people do thrive off people saying things about them, but then if that's all you're thriving off of, I know that one of the things I said is, if you got haters, oh, dang, I messed it up. If you got haters, then you're doing something right. Cool, yeah, but when you think about it, not really, but really. To some extent, some people are going to play the negative part in your life, just like we all do, into somebody. And then to some extent, even if you do got haters, there are going to be some people who just going to not like you just because they don't like you. So it's a given and it's a taken. So it's a yes and it's a no type thing. So just because you do got haters, it doesn't always necessarily mean you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? It's really iffy because some people are just built to be like that inside your life. And there's nothing you can really do about it. And some of the good people who you thought were supposed to be great, they're going to turn to be on the other side. So honestly, when you think about what is the thing that is really motivating me, let it be yourself and let it be things that is going to help you grow or people that are going to help you grow. But don't always sit on this idea that I have to prove my haters wrong. I have to outshine all these folks. I got to show these people what I'm made of. Because if you still showing other folks what you made of, you don't truly know what you made of, because you give a such short burst of what you could be. You're not showing people, you're showing people low-key potential. You're not showing people, oh, this is who I am. You're only showing people short bursts of what you can do in the moment. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say while I was thinking about it. And I hope y'all are having a beautiful life. Love yourself. Love your heart, mind, soul. Take care of yourself. Heart, mind, soul. I know that I have not been consistently uploading as I should be and releasing as many episodes, only because I've been busy with other things that are getting ready to come up and other things that I'm getting ready to push out for me in futuristic times very soon, very, very soon. I hope you all stay blessed and I hope y'all all have a beautiful life. I am Aurelia and that is the end of Black Girl with the Voice.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Black Girl with the Voice.